This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across Australia on the Community Radio Network, Community Network News. A look back at the events of the week important to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex community. QNN. QNN.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. A new report has found lesbian and bisexual women are drinking alcohol and using illicit drugs at higher rates than the general population. They're also reluctant to get cervical cancer screening. The Curtin University survey of almost 900 women found rates of smoking were more than twice the national average, and nearly one-third drank at levels that would be classified as binge drinking. In the preceding 6 months, almost half of the respondents had also used an illicit drug, while more than 20% had experienced domestic violence with a female partner.
I think we've seen that domestic violence is a bit of a taboo subject in probably most communities. I think the gay community is no different. So by presenting these statistics, we would encourage the gay community in its various ways to look at discussing this and bringing this more out into the open. But I think it's unacceptable wherever domestic violence occurs.
That was researcher Jude Comfort, who says health promotion programs have largely focused on gay men and more were needed to specifically target the lesbian community.
Australia's first television campaign targeting homophobia, biphobia and transphobia has been launched in Melbourne this week in a bid to challenge harassment in the workplace and social situations. The No to Homophobia campaign will feature two television commercials that will air on free-to-air Victorian networks as well as nationally on Foxtel.
You'd be loving this, mate, wouldn't you?
Hey, guys, can I get a hand for a sec?
I thought you lesbians were supposed to be as good as us, like.
Hey, princess, where's your tiara today?
Campaign spokeswoman Anna Brown says the ads depict everyday examples of harassment faced by LGBT people and were aimed at mainstream Australia.
This is a well-researched and well-evidenced campaign to really focus on two television commercials because we thought that would have the most impact, but also support it with an intensive online social media campaign and resources available on the website to help people find the support they need and also, importantly, raise awareness about the harm that homophobia causes.
For more information, visit notohomophobia.com.au.
The ACT government has announced it will follow Tasmania's lead and introduce marriage equality at a territory level. ACT Attorney General Simon Corbell says he's working closely with his Tasmanian counterpart to provide full marriage rights for same-sex couples through state and territory legislation. Mr. Corbell says he will closely watch the federal debate on marriage equality in coming months, and the outcome of any such vote would be crucial to how the issue progresses in the territory.
In the US, Boy Scouts are sending back their hard-earned badges in protest of the organisation banning openly gay members. The Eagle Scout badge is the highest honour in Boy Scouts, and reportedly over 100 people have now returned them in protest. Just last month, the US Boy Scouts reaffirmed their ban on openly gay scouts.
Briefly in other news now, a cast member of Channel 10's The Shire has been charged over an alleged homophobic attack near Sydney's Oxford Street, where he allegedly urinated on a man while his friends hurled homophobic insults. And glam pop star Adam Lambert has told Joy 94.9 he hopes his success will make it easier for other openly gay artists to succeed in the music industry.
I love that. I mean, that's one of the best kind of byproducts of what I do. I hope that especially the music industry kind of says, oh, it's not necessarily, you know, a handicap. It probably doesn't really matter, which is what I've been trying to say this whole time.
To QNN Sport now, here's Tanya Lewis.
In the UK, Pride Sports has joined forces with the Surrey Football Association to tackle homophobia and encourage LGBT participation in sport. Surrey is the first ever county to provide football coaching for the LGBT community. And Australian rugby player David Pocock appeared on ABC TV's Q&A this week, declaring his support for gay marriage. Pocock says he will not marry his girlfriend until everyone in Australia has the same right.
I really think the debate about equal rights in marriage really has to move forward and can't be used as a political football by the two parties.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the GLBTI community for another week.
We'll have more news for you next time. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Jed Gilbert.
Thanks to the dedicated team at Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. That was QNN, Community Network News. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Share your GLBTIQ news. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.